The Pasuk Perek Tesvav, Pasuk Yotes, says, Kol ha-b'chayr ashei vodeid b'v'karucha. Any b'chayr that's born among your flock, or with tzayncha and among your sheep, ha-zocha taktish la-Hashem alekecha. It's kodesh for Hashem. Next Pasuk says, Lefnei Hashem alekecha, before Hashem your God, ta'ichleno, you shall eat it, shana b'shana, each year, b'amokim, the place, ashei yivchar Hashem, in the place that Hashem chooses. And the question is, Lifnei Hashem l'kvash b'yigad, toich lena, you shall eat it? You don't eat a b'chayr. A b'chayr is one of the matnos kohuna. You give it to a kohen, so why does the pasuk say toich lena? It should say toich l'kohen, or noisun l'kohen. And Rashi obviously had this problem. Rashi says, Lifnei Hashem l'kech toich lena. And Rashi just fixes it. When it says toich lena, it doesn't mean you. L'kohen u eime. It means the kohen eats it. We see already before this is one of the matnas kuna. So Rav Moshe Feinstein asks, so why does the Torah write it in such a strange way? Why is write Torah chleni, you shall eat it, when it means the kohen eats it? So he explains, the Torah is teaching us a powerful lesson over here. He says that when a person gives his bechor to the kohen, that is to support the kohen, the kohenim, the bnei Torah, as being rams to us, when you give that to the Kohen, that is the schus that you will have panosa. What you're doing over here is you're taking your firstborn sheep. You yourself haven't taken any of the children yet for yourself. And you're giving it away is a tremendous schus for you. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bless you. And the pasuk says, Toich lena, you will eat. All your panosa will come from that. Toich lena shana b'shana. You will eat all year. You'll have your panosa. Berevach. Because of the schus of giving this b'chor to the kohen. Reb Moshe continues, and this is to teach us, someone who doesn't earn so much money, he shouldn't say, when I have for myself, for my mishpacha, then I'll give. First give, because in that schus, Hashem will bench you and you'll have for your family as well. That'll be a schus for you to have panosim. There's a famous story I've said many times of a person who needed to send a letter to another town. He lived in some village in Europe and he had no idea how you send a letter. So somebody explained to him that there's a post office and you buy a stamp and an envelope and they'll take it for you. He was so excited. He goes to the post office, he buys the stamp and the envelope, writes the address and he gives it in. The man takes it behind the desk, behind the counter, the mailman, and he weighs it and he tells him, I'm sorry, it's too heavy. So he says, what do I do? He says, you have to put another stamp on it. He says, put another stamp on it? That'll make it even heavier. And the man behind the counter starts laughing. You nar. If you put that stamp on it, that's what gives you the right for us to take it to the other town for you. Similarly, it is with tzedakah. A person wonders, how can I give tzedakah? I don't have enough myself. I don't have enough my mishpacha. Don't be a nar. By giving that tzedakah, that's the stamp. That's what will get you the money that you need. And we see a similar idea just a little bit later in the parasha, in Perek Tazayin, Pasuk Yud Aleph, it says, V'samachta lefnei Hashem alekecha, Ata avincha vitecha, v'avdecha v'abasecha, v'alei v'ashe b'sherecha, v'ager v'ayos v'almona she b'kirbecha. So it lists over here a group of 8 people. And Rashi says over here, that by you giving, Arbo Sheli, the 4 of mine, Levi, the Ger, the Yos Amona, you give my 4 people, says Rabbi Yishlam. That's Keneged Arba Shulcha. That's parallel to the 4 of yours. Bincha, Vitecha, Va'avdecha, Va'mesecha. Im Ato Mesamech Es Sheli, says Rashi. If you're Mesamech mine, Ani Mesamech Es Shulcha. I will take care of yours, be Mesamech yours. And of course, the word Venosnu is a palindrome. You can read it backwards and forwards the same way. Because when you give, you get it back again.